I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Starting in July, new public school teachers in Connecticut will be required to know how to identify a student with dyslexia and how to best teach these students to read. But some advocates are concerned that the law lacks specifics and fear kids will still lack the right guidance. Here's how journalist Gabriella Emanuel describes having dyslexia.
But I've come very recently to kind of think of it as almost like a tongue twister, but for the brain.
That's Emanuel speaking on WNPR's Where We Live.
You see the letters in order. It's a misconception that they're backwards or jumbled. But then when you go to read it, it's actually really hard and you almost don't know what's going on in there.
She says she got support early, which made a huge difference for her. But students who don't get support often act out in class, and some develop severe behavior problems, especially in high-poverty districts where identification is often especially low. Even though Connecticut and other states have made legal strides with dyslexia, there still remains a large gap between the research and what actually happens in the classroom, says Sally Shaywitz, co-director of the Yale Center for Dyslexia and Creativity.
Somehow education has been afraid of dyslexia. Educators don't discuss it, don't screen for it, don't diagnose it, and don't give children the services they need. And I think that's changing now, but I don't know if it's quick enough.
Students with dyslexia are guaranteed an appropriate education under federal law, but the federal government has not actually defined dyslexia, so states have been left to figure that out on their own. Connecticut defined dyslexia in 2015, and earlier this month passed another law that furthers its efforts to tackle this complicated reading disability. Shaywitz says it's important to connect the right scientific research with classroom practice if children are to benefit. David DeRoche, WNPR News.